Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What are the chances the union will prevail?
We will have to see. The National Labor Relations Board does have the authority to invalidate election results in response to conduct by a company that could have changed the outcome and prevented employees from making a free choice about unionization. We know that the acting regional director of the Labor Board has said that the allegations the union has raised, if backed up with evidence, could be grounds for overturning the election. And those are extensive allegations of wrongdoing by the company that include firing an employee for distributing union cards, pressuring workers to vote in a mailbox that the company got installed in a tent on its property in view of surveillance cameras, and various threats, including threatening to shut down the Alabama warehouse. In the latest order from the Labor Board, we learned that the union has said it will present witnesses saying that supervisors or consultants told employees that Jeff Bezos would not lose any money by taking the Amazon name off the building and shutting the facility down. Amazon has denied wrongdoing.
So they've denied all of this, but if these allegations are true, they seem really heavy-handed. And I mean, it sounds like what you're reporting, illegal. So how are they going to try to prove these things?
There will be witnesses. Amazon said at today's hearing that they are expecting there will be a lot of witnesses. This hearing is expected to go for a week or more. And after that witness testimony is presented, then the hearing officer for the Regional Labor Board office will make assessments and share them with the regional director. The union and the company will get to weigh in with their positions and say how they think the hearing underscored them. And then whatever decision the regional director makes can then be appealed to the Labor Board members in Washington, D.C.
So if this does get turned around and the union, the people who want to organize a union at Amazon's Alabama warehouse, if that all gets turned around and it's ruled that Amazon did illegal stuff there, does then it immediately mean they can unionize that warehouse?
The most likely scenario, if the Labor Board finds that the election results should be set aside, is that there would be another election. There are rare circumstances in which the Labor Board uses its authority to skip the election, to say that the company's conduct was so poisonous to the ability to have a fair election and the desire of a majority of employees to have the union was so great that the company should be ordered to go ahead and bargain with and recognize the union. But the most likely remedy for violations by a company that were found to have made the first vote not legitimate is that there would be a second vote.
And Josh, just briefly, do you think these types of union attempts different, are different regionally depending on where they're taking place?
The challenges that the union came up against here are challenges that characterize most big unionization elections at big non-union employers in the United States. When unions go up against the top non-union U.S. employers, they have struggled in these sorts of labor board elections, and it's been all but unheard of for unions to win big unionization elections at the biggest top non-union employers in the U.S. unless they already have a deal with the company to restrict anti-union tactics.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.